Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Great Eden here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm excited, and as usual, I'm sharing my excitement with you. Extra special excitement today because it's Valentine's Day. Hope everyone's keeping all of their Valentines in mind throughout the day and staying warm, too. I have my coffee by my side. I have my oatmeal ready to start the day heart healthy because it's Valentine's Day, but also because every day is a heart healthy day for me. And don't have Jeremy Lee in the studio, but I hope he'll be here next Friday for some music. And a shout out to a couple of musicians who've been giving me some tracks to include on a Friday show. Hey, Moose, I'm going to get that on there for you. And also my fine friend out there in Uniclete, I'm going to get that on there as well. The call out to musicians every Friday is show up here on the door at 8:15. I'll get you on the show at 8:40. That's your chance to share your music with the Delta. I hope you'll take me up on that. You can contact me at Grady@kyuk.org to do so. Now, it is also tax season. And as you guys know, the Alaska Business Development Center has been coming out to the region for many years now and providing free tax preparation to all people who come. And I wanted to get someone on the line. So I'm very happy to introduce to you all and say good morning to Manny Nani. Good morning, Manny.
Hey, Grady. How's it going?
It's going great. And I'm glad I got a hold of you because, you know, we often let people know where the tax preparation is going to take place. But putting a voice to it and having someone bright and shiny like you to say
cheery?
It. Yeah, cheery. There's the word I'm looking for. Thanks so much. How's your Valentine's Day going so far?
It's going well. It's awesome. I love Valentine's Day. I mean, how can you not?
Now, just before, I think it was last week or the first and the third of February, ABDC was out here at the Longhouse here in Bethel, and I know you're coming back February 28th through 29th, and then again in March, but I've got listeners all over the Delta, and you're coming to many places this coming week, so I'm going to give you the floor. Let me know what's happening.
Yeah, so today we're in Oscarville, and I believe that's just for today. We are also in Tuktuk today, and we'll be leaving on the 16th. Quinnahawk today, we'll be leaving tomorrow. Nunamiqua today as well, we'll be leaving tomorrow. And then we're in Scammon Bay, and we'll be leaving the 16th. And then late on the 16th, we'll be arriving in Chivac. We'll be there through the 22nd. We'll also be arriving late into Eek on the 16th, and we'll be leaving the 19th. Tunanax will be arriving late on the 16th as well, leaving the 20th. And then we'll be in Napakiak from the 19th through the 22nd this coming week. Night Muse the 20th through the 22nd. And then I'll be calling in to you next Friday to kind of update on where we'll be the next week.
Spectacular. I really look forward to that. Now, of course, people need to bring some stuff. I'll run through it real fast. You know, you got to make sure you bring your Social Security card, state-issued ID or tribal ID, all of your W-2s, and 1099s. That's where I have a hard time because sometimes I lose track of those 1099s.
Right.
Then all fishing income statements and any other tax documents that you receive from anybody. And I believe you might even need your proof of medical insurance. Is that right?
I think that depends. So I would call the ABDC office, and their number is 907-562-0335. Or check the website. There is good information on there as well sometimes if you have questions and you don't want to call or it's too late, not business hours, feel free to check our website. We do ask that everybody that comes brings their government-issued ID, which could be a ID or a driver's license or your tribal ID. And then a Social Security card for everyone on the tax return.
You know, I noticed, too, that if you can't get to one of these sites and you do have, mail, you can, of course, take advantage of this same resource through the mail-in site. And I'm going to give that URL now. You can visit www.abdc.org/taxpayer-resources. For instructions and forms. Of course, you could also do a Google search if you didn't catch all that for abdc.org taxpayer resources. I'm sure you can find it all from the front page as well. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Correct. And I was actually just reminded that we are in Macoriac this weekend as well.
Macoriac as well. All right, we're going to run through those again before we finish talking. I just want to give a shout-out to all the fine sponsors that you have. Alaska USA Foundation, Coastal Villages Region Fund, First National Bank of Alaska, GCI, State Farm, and the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, as well as Wells Fargo, all have a part to play in these fine services that you provide.
Yeah, we have great sponsors, and those sponsors have been with us for years, so it's so awesome that every year they come back and they continue supporting us in the community.
Manny, are you a tax professional yourself?
No, I'm not actually. I'm from Alaska, and I've been working for ABDC for over 10 years, so I consider myself to be, but
while I have
I'm
you,
not licensed or anything like that.
While I have you, tell me about some of the other things that Alaska Business Development Center does for Alaskans.
We come out, and when we come out to do the tax preparation, we don't want you to just get your tax return done and leave. We want you to know how to make it better next year, how to get a bigger refund next year, how to owe less next year. So all of our sites have people that are educated in different tax topics to help everybody out. We also do prior year tax returns during the off season. So we try to get the current tax returns done during the tax season, and then if you have prior year tax returns that you'd like us to help you with, we do that after April and then through January, I think. And then we also help with tax, like tax issues, controversies is what they're called. So, like, if you get a letter from the IRS and you don't understand it or it doesn't make sense or anything like that, you're more than welcome to call us up. Send us the letter. We can help you interpret it, help you figure out what's going on, even possibly call for you in some cases, and help you correspond and that sort of thing. And ABDC does do some small business trips during the year as well. So it's pretty awesome to help just educate on, you know, how to run your small business and that sort of thing. So it's pretty cool.
Wow, that's useful information for me, because I'm one of those people who puts things in the box and then forgets about them, and I indeed do have last year's tax return to file. I will not be bringing that with me when I go to the Longhouse on February 28th or on March 27th, depending on which one I get it to. I will only bring this year's, but I'm so happy to know you've answered my question. If you did prior year services. And I'm also happy to know and happy to tell everybody that 907-562-0335 will get you tax help year-round, actually, right?
Correct. Yes, it will.
Wow. I did not know that either. And so I'm very happy to share that with everybody. Now let's talk again. Let's reiterate where the tax preparation is happening today. Most importantly, where is it happening today that they're not going to be there tomorrow? Where are people leaving?
Oscarville.
Okay.
Oscarville, so, and then we'll be leaving Quinnahawk and Nunemequah tomorrow as well.
Okay. Now, do you have dates for those villages, a return visit or no?
No. I think Bethel is one of the special ones where we continually return. So most of the time when we go out to the communities, it's just then, and then after that you can utilize the mail-in services.
All right, so if you're in Oscarville and you're hearing this, you know, or if you know someone in Oscarville who needs to take advantage of this, please let them know that where are you? Where are they in Oscarville today? At the village office?
That I don't know. You can, if you have questions though, you're more than welcome to call the ABDC office line, and they can let you know. I don't have it right in front of me, but
they can direct
you. I'm happy to look it up.
Again, that number 907-562-0335 for any information relative to what we're talking about today. Where will you? I'm swimming in village names at this point. So you said Oscarville and a couple other villages you'll be leaving tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, Quinnahawk will be leaving tomorrow, as well as Nunemequah.
Oh, Nunemequah. Hard for me to pronounce. All right, where will you be? Where will you be the rest of the week?
The rest of the week we will be in Chivac, Eek, Tununik, Napakiak, Nightmute. And we're leaving Skamon and Tuktuk on the 16th.
Well, there you have it, folks. I'm going to give us a little bit of a break, and I hope that you'll stay with me, Manny. I'm going to play a song, and we'll come back with Manny Nani from the Alaska Business Development Center talking about the 2020 Volunteer Tax and Loan Program and free tax preparation available throughout the Delta. Stay with me, please. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a song, of course, and here comes You know, during Valentine's Day, I like to play a little Elvis Presley. So here's Elvis Presley with Too Much.
You know you're treating it any wrong. Now you got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. Need your hug and leave me mine. Need you near me. Stay right close. Please, please hear me. You're the most.
Elvis Presley, Too Much. I love you too much. We're sitting with the Alaska Business Development Center representative, Manny Nani. Good morning again, Manny. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, of course.
And while we were listening to that song, we chatted a bit, and you brought something up that's quite important. You know, weather in the Delta often changes plans. So it's worth mentioning that, you know, there might be some changes of plans. What we've said might change, and if you want to keep abreast of those changes, they should call the number, huh?
Call the number. Sometimes we try and update the website. If you know where we're supposed to be going, call them. We try and let our village contacts know what's going on and when we're trying to reschedule for if we do miss it. And we do try and do that very promptly. We don't wait weeks to figure out when we're going. We try and, okay, if we're not coming this week, when are we coming back? So feel free to call us or your local village contacts that you know where we're going to be at. It's different kind of in every place, but feel free to call us or someone in your community.
All right, that number, 562-0335 in the 907, and, of course, that website, abdc.org. So easy to remember.
It is. It's awesome.
Now, do you have any plans of going to Queefluk?
I don't think so. From what I know, we assist them through mail.
I see.
But we'd be more than happy to.
The only reason I mention it is because if you had people out in Queefluk this weekend, they have a dog race and fiddle weekend planned, and it is going to be a great time. I remember from last year, I just wanted to give a shout-out to everyone who might want to get out there. February 14th to the 16th, dog races, Saturday and Sunday, starting at 1 p.m. each day. And Sunday, you can enjoy the kids' one-dog, three-dog, and high school five-dog races and fiddle dancing Friday and Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the old high school with the Northern Lights Band. That is amazing. And I'm just going to shout out to first, second, and third row housing, what used to be known as ASHA. Please run your cold water to keep your pipes from freezing. I'm going to say thank you to Manny for joining us. Thank you, Manny.
Yes, of course. That sounds awesome. I wish I could be there. We assist, and I just double-checked our list, and we assist Queefluk via mail. So anybody in Queefluk can mail their information into us, and we'd be happy to help them.
Everything we talked about today can be found out more at abdc.org. Thank you again, Manny. And it leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.